The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Field Notes Brand, USA-made memo books and other products, including seasonal limited editions. Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is essentially what's going on. A little over half a year ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a slight Wi-Fi signal, I think, from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast I record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the world of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host.
Hello.
Chunt, the shapeshifter slash talking badger.
That's me. There's no slash necessary.
There's no slash?
I'm just a shapeshifter.
I have always known you, for the most part, as a talking badger.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm a shapeshifter. That's what I am.
Mm-hmm. But if a shapeshifter isn't shifting shapes, how many shapes does a shapeshifter...
I don't want to play this game.
Okay, fair enough. And I'm also...
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiegnyalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hugstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmoenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know.
If you were wearing like a suit of armor, I wouldn't say, "Hey, it's a suit of armor," because you are a human, right?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't confuse you with a suit of armor. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true. But so, do you think
the conversation's done?
Okay.
When I said, "Does that make sense?" that was a rhetorical question.
Why are we still bothering?
What?
Why are we explaining things to Arnold as if they are going to sink through his incredibly dense skull?
He's still. Every time you say your intro, he says "Feeling Zelig."
I know, and I've been getting.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't think he does either.
I don't really.
His heart isn't into it.
I've been getting a lot of emails. I asked for people to say whether I should go back to saying Hoobastank or I should stick with Feline Zealot.
Did you give them the option to just stop in general?
To just not say any of those things?
That would be wonderful.
That's the winner.
Universally, everyone thinks I should go back to Hoobastank. Some people think I'm saying Feline Zealot. I'm actually saying Feline Zelig, which is a Woody Allen movie. It doesn't really make any more sense. I don't know. I'm going to take a little more time to think about it. I think from...
Yes, please spend an entire week without a job thinking about this.
From now on, I'm not going to say either for the time being while I think on it, and I'm probably, when you say your name, going to leave the room.
How will you know it's me?
Can you do, like, are you able to do, like, a shortened version? Can you be, like...
Sure.
Just start, use, like, initials or use, like, shortened terms?
Yes, here I go. Here's the shortened version. I'm Usador, the wizard. Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius. Master of Light Shadow. You don't know yet.
Wow.
But I won't do that.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do for a little while. I'm just going to run to the other side of the room so I'll just think about it during that time, and I'll come up with what to do next.
What if I'm an imposter?
Yeah, this
would be great.
How dare you, sir? How dare you?
Yeah, if you ever want to check and make sure we're not a memory gremlin who's acting as John Isidore, you can just fuck us if that's...
Oh, boy. You know, I want to, before we introduce our guest, I really want to talk about... And Usador and Chen, you spend a lot more time on Twitter than I do. Did you guys notice Spintax the Green is on Twitter now?
Oh, I noticed what that whiz turd is up to. You see what I've done there? Yeah. I've taken the name Wizard, and I have inserted a turd into it, buddy. Much as Spintax has done to me my entire life.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
he once actually inserted a turd into me.
I don't want to know more about that.
I'll show you later.
We might have some trouble. Mike, Usador, you know the spell that you use, the tiny lightning to charge?
Minuscule lightning!
Yeah, my laptop is dying. The battery...
Oh,
We might lose...
Wait, your laptop is dying? I didn't know your laptop could die.
It's alive?
Yeah, the battery is... It's running out of resources.
Is it sentient? Can it
No,
feel?
It's about to... I think it's about to crash.
Is it going to die or is it going to crash?
Let me draw the circle and the shapes that I must set it inside to cast the incantation. Give me... Who's got a piece of chalk?
I don't have any chalk.
Who's got chalk?
Anybody have chalk?
Give me chalk!
Trisha, if you could join me in the orange chamber.
Sure. What is this about? Should I bring a notepad?
Well,
or
please, yes, please bring a notepad and a writing implement.
Okay.
I just wanted to do this while they're yammering on. We have some time before they're finished.
Do you want to start the meeting? I don't know why I'm here.
Thank you. Yes, I would like to start the meeting. Let's ring the meeting chime. And... Very good. The meeting has begun. I am... grossly disappointed in your internship, Trisha.
What?
I thought about it carefully. There were many adjectives I cast aside in favor of grossly.
I don't understand. I guess I haven't received any information that would indicate... Do better, Trisha. Do better. Okay.
I don't know that you can, Trisha. I think it's too late for that.
I think that I've done the best that I...
Do you want some crying powder?
No, I don't need any crying powder. I think I've done the best that I know. You always have it with you.
Yes.
Because you think that I'm going to cry, and I'm not going to cry, even though my voice is doing this thing. I just thought that I could do the best for you, and I didn't know what you wanted from me, and then you look at me like that, and I don't know what to say. It is so horrible.
I know. I know. It's my fault. I told myself I wouldn't do this.
Do you know what it's like to be the only intern here?
No.
The only woman here?
No. I don't know either of those things. I created the internship program, and I'm male through and through.
Hey, I don't know if this is a bad time. I was hoping one of you guys could help me. I've been here for a little while now, and I'm kind of looking to... get back to Earth, because I'm gathering this is some sort of space station of some kind.
I'm sorry. Who are you? Who is this?
This is Craig.
Yeah, I was. I'm supposed to stop.
Craig?
Yeah.
Where did you come? You've been here for how long?
Week and a half? It seems like time might be...
Yes, in your Earth time, Greg, it would be, yes, about 10 days, I believe. He came to replenish the vending machines.
And he's been here the whole time? Where have you been?
Just all over. I've been in the break room a lot. I've been in a room where I was on the ceiling for a while.
Yes, he was in the green chamber.
That felt like I was in there a long time. I don't know how many. And then I've been in...
Yes, I fixed that. It would have been, Earth phrase is, for an eternity.
Okay.
But I fixed that.
I feel a lot older.
And bravo for not going insane.
Oh, thank you. That's great. Anyway, again, very complicated. Not really my forte. So if either of you could just... I assume there's a way to get back, like a teleportation thing or something.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just indulge my own enjoyment in the phrase teleportation thing.
This is not really my... I don't know the technical terms for any of the... What is this place? I've been kind of afraid to ask him that.
I can't answer those questions. I'm not allowed.
I think the question we're all really avoiding is, have the vending machines been replenished?
Yeah, wait. How many are there on the ship?
There's six. And then when you speak the phrase, those six shrink into 36 of them, which then shrink into a larger grid. And it's beautiful, if you ask me, and they go in an eternal loop backwards. So okay. Are all of those replenished?
I did five of the six, which maybe when they split, that'll
be... Well, that will get us through the weekend.
Okay. Well, I do have, got some extra here. What kind of stuff do you guys like? I got chips,
I'm not allowed to eat any of it, so it doesn't matter.
Okay. Not even, diet stuff?
No.
Or what do you... Are you on, some
I'm not allowed near the vending machines.
After what happened, please finish the thought.
It was a mistake. My vending machine rights have been revoked.
You'll notice there is no aqua chamber in this space bunker any longer.
Didn't notice. I guess I didn't
notice. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. It's not here anymore. And some of our finest things were in the aqua chamber.
It was just more things. I don't know if they were the finest things.
Oh, and they were the finest.
It was a mistake. Everybody in their first week on a job
hits the exact code
mistakes.
That triggers one of the vending machines to become a
Maybe if you had
reverse.
Shared the codes with me, I would not have hit the exact one.
Well,
that
somehow
would have
you managed to find the one 35-digit code that transforms one of the vending machines into a reverse polarity vortex.
I'm pretty sure that's the one I didn't get around to filling because it looked like some sort of
Yes.
Some sort of beast was guarding it. I don't know if that's the case.
Oh, yes. Corvo?
I don't know his name.
Well, I mean, once I dehydrate him, he won't be any trouble.
Okay, well, I can just leave all the snacks. That's fine.
In exchange for what?
Just, I don't know, if you want to just get me back to Earth real quick, that'd be great. Just snap me back. However you do it, I'm sure there's a way.
Trisha, again, portal maintenance. It's
portal
in the binder,
is
and it's
on
also
my list of things to get to, and I haven't been able to get to them because there are several other things on the list, and sometimes it's hard when your boss does not prioritize what. Can you excuse us?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Whatever it is, Craig can't hear this.
This is weird for me, too. So maybe I can be outside or, again, if you just want to send me back to Earth.
I would not recommend going outside.
Okay. Just in the... I was just talking about the hallway.
Oh, well, the hallway is fine.
Okay.
I wanted to say, if you don't want to be burned alive in a sort of viscous ultraviolet gel, I would not go outside.
So is this... Are we in space? Is that...
But the hallway is fine.
Okay. I'm going to be... I'll just step out.
This is what I'm talking about. That nice man came in here with a simple desire. All he wants to do is go home.
I know. Did you see his shoes?
I'm sorry. I'm just going to take some of these with me.
Oh, very good. I mean, who wears
what
those
was wrong
anymore?
With his shoes?
Did
what
you
was
see
wrong?
Them?
No, I didn't even look at them.
Well, they were
they
touching
doing?
His pants. Who does that?
I don't.
See, this is fun. This is what I've always enjoyed with you, these little talks.
So this makes me think, like, okay, so when Craig isn't here, like, who are you making fun of? There's nobody else but me.
I mean, based on some of the other feedback you've given me, I'm trying to find some sort of a positive way forward. It sounds like you would like me to find some dead bodies and reanimate them so you might have some people to voice your concerns to.
Oh, no, that is exactly it, right? You have this way of taking my concerns and what I want.
I mean, it's just dead bodies.
No, you don't allow me in the beige room. You've never allowed me in the beige room. This is what I'm talking about. It's not about the beige room. It's about the level of trust you've bestowed upon me. I've been here for months. And all you let me do is, like, menial tasks. And when the big things go wrong, you're like, oh, Trisha, you've disappointed me. And I'm like, I don't know what to do to please you.
Well, this is shocking. This is a torrent of new information all
well,
at
we
once.
Never set aside time to talk. You know, you're always just, like,
I mean, what
gazing
is it about
out?
Craig that brings this out in you?
It's
what did
just
he do?
Another human being.
What did he say, Trisha?
I'm sorry, I heard my name. I saw outside there was, I don't know if it's some kind of directory, but there was some kind of sign for, like, pods. Are those, like, vehicles of any kind? Because if teleportation is not an option, I'm happy to. If you give me a quick trainer on how to fly one of these.
I honestly can't imagine a quick trainer on operating one of the pods. It's a neural interface combined with, it gets most of its directions off of minor imperfections in your skin. And controlling that is not easy.
Okay. There's no auto way to do it or anything like that?
No, there's no auto way to do it. Trisha, now I know you've often been caught glancing at the all-access card that dangles from the iron ring
yes.
permanently fused to my hip.
Yes.
I think it's time to finally trust you.
What?
Beginning with the beige room.
What?
Yes. Here it is. Go on. Pull it from the ring. Permanently fused
I don't
to my
like
hip.
That's appropriate. Can you
it's
detach
the only
it?
Way it can be
I don't want to
no.
touch
there
it. Can you
no.
just detach it and hand it to
can
me?
Can you just pull it? Just pull it.
Just
get
pull it.
I don't.
Listen
I really feels like an
it.
HR thing. I like this feels weird.
I feel like
and
we're
I feel like
be here all day if you don't pull it.
I know, but I just can you please respect my boundaries?
All right. Trigger warning. I'm going to have to unveil a full third of my body to reach the key.
Are these the imperfections in the skin I'm seeing that you were talking about?
Yes. These give me access to all points of space and time that the pods might bring one to.
It's hypnotic.
I mean, these imperfections are money in the bank when it comes to steering a pod. Look at your ivory marbled skin. The pod wouldn't know what to do with that. Oh my gosh, while we were distracted by the skin, you pulled the card off the ring. Well done, Trisha.
I decided to take actions into my own hands and be the woman that I have been journaling about.
Good job.
Thank you. So I believe that there are a couple options here. We could investigate a way to operate the pod, and I could get the owner manual out, and I could possibly help you.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of intrigued by the beige room because, like...
Well, what if I told you there's a spare copy of the manual that operates the pods in the beige room?
Among all the dead bodies.
Exactly. Right underneath them all.
Okay, this feels like one of those riddles where it's like you have a bag of rice and a chicken and a stream and you have to, like...
Sounds delicious.
Yes.
Okay.
That was one of my favorite first dates. Nothing but me... A mermaid, a bag of rice, a chicken, a river, a block of ice, a single strand of rope, a tarnished candlestick, and a can-do attitude.
All right. I feel like a lot of your stories are made up, and I feel the freedom to say that now that I possess the card.
Well, find out if I'm telling the truth about the beige room by leading us onward, Trisha.
Okay, if everyone could follow me this way, please watch your step, Craig.
Okay.
Hello? Can anybody hear me? This is Kern. I've been drifting around the Gressforn galaxy for some time now. I need your help. I'm worried about my rations. You see, I have lots of dip, but very little chips left. I thought I had the perfect ratio, but no, I botched it. So if you're out there, please send me something to dip with. Chips, crackers, hell, even veggies, it doesn't matter. I don't want to starve, but I also don't want to be a savage. Please help!
I'm gonna need a moment to
That's
sort
fine.
Of process.
That's fine. I probably could have told you that it's not just dead people. It was hundreds of dead versions of yourself that have been here before.
Yeah.
That and may have been a piece of the puzzle that
many
I
of
withheld.
Them were wearing outfits that I would never buy or wear.
But now you can finally understand, Trisha. You've been in this bunker thousands of times, each of them ending up dead and going directly into the beige room. I mean, you're really taking all the focus right now.
You
Craig
know what?
Is fine.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't seem that weird to me.
Because they weren't dead bodies of you, okay? I know we've just met only moments ago, but, like, you seem like a cool dude, but
Good
no
Lord.
Offense, you deliver snacks for a living.
Are you done lording the fact that all the dead bodies were you over
no,
Craig?
No, I'm not
Rude.
Done lording the fact of that. I think that that is bizarre, and I think that what you, sir, are, you are a bully.
I am telling you right now
and
that
now
I am
that
not
there's
a bully.
Two, no, that's exactly what a bully would say.
It does seem like there's sort of an unhealthy relationship here.
Thank
As
you, Craig!
Party, just...
Oh, look who's shifting allegiances.
No. Whoever...
Well, I feel like an untended vending machine, Craig, to use a metaphor that you might understand.
Do you like peanut butter?
Who doesn't like peanut butter?
I don't know if I like peanut butter because I'm never allowed to have the snacks.
Do you know that one of those bodies in the beige room was killed only by peanut butter?
Yes, because I am allergic.
They didn't die from eating it. That would be easy. No. They were killed emotionally from the peanut butter.
All right. Okay, you know what?
Mm?
This is where I stand up and I say, enough is enough.
Oh, this is what you
Trisha,
always say just before you,
you
die.
You are the type of woman that can take charge, and this internship is not everything. You don't need it.
Oh, beige room, ready for one more.
So if you don't mind, I would like to take this manual and press these buttons.
I'm sure she won't be able to figure out the manual in time to operate
Back
the-
off! I'm getting in here and nobody can stop
if
me,
there's
okay?
There's more than one seat in the pod, that would be great.
Craig, you know what? I've known you for just a little bit, but you seem really fucking selfish, okay? This is my time, this is my journey,
it's just a mission.
But I'm just going to sit in
Critical.
Here and I know
Very
if you'll just
sensitive.
Spare me a moment, I'm going to make... Oh, so it's just one big button that says... Press go to go?
No, it's nearly impossible. And you will not be able to operate it in your current insane frame of mind.
Sir, it has not been a pleasure to serve you.
That is rude.
This is the speech where I tell you what I've been feeling for lo these many months.
Are you
and
giving
that
the speech
I am
now,
going
or
to...
are you identifying
yes.
it before you make it?
No,
oh,
I'm currently
more sloppy
in
language.
The speech. I'm in the speech right now. Now I have to start over. Sir, it has not been
that.
A... Craig... Give me 1 second, okay? I know you just got here and you're super anxious to, like, go home too, but, like, this is a long time coming for me.
Well,
I just need you to respect my journey.
Of the
cool.
thousands of you that I've watched kill yourselves, this one is the most boring.
I'm just...
Oh, look. A button that says lasers, guns, and everything that could possibly hurt you.
It's a huge button. It has a lot of writing on it. There is no need for you to press that button, Trisha.
Better yet, a dial that says an emotional component as well.
There's no need to turn that dial. Trisha, I'm willing to give you a second chance.
Oh, really?
I would love to revisit some of the terms of your internship.
Really?
Yes. All access. I'll let you go back into the purple room. You can fiddle with the knobs there. We can talk about a different work rotation that allows you to sleep.
I don't want to fiddle with the knobs, and I don't want to sleep. I want you to say that you are sorry for the way you have treated me. Or I press this button.
M. Oh, proud.
Fuck it, I'm going to press it anyway.
The business.
Oh! My hip ring is melting.
Okay, well, anyway, I totally agree with whatever you did, so...
Thank you, Craig.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I can't take you with me.
What's that?
I can't take you with me.
Well...
Yeah. So, how about I do this? I'm gonna take the pod, I'm gonna scram, while this dude writhes in pain and insufferable agony.
You have no idea where you're going, Trisha!
I do. I know that I am going far. Far away from here.
That's not a destination, that's a concept.
Some destinations are not found on a map.
No!
Oh, Craig, my exoskeleton is melting.
Yeah, that's real gross.
No, the red light is flashing. They're done rambling at the Vermilion Minotaur. We've got to wrap up the episode first. You've got to tell everyone that it's not real.
Okay, and I just real quick want to understand, like, eventually this could lead up to, I mean, like, if I helped you, like, we'd probably get me back to Earth, right? That's like...
Let's just get through this moment.
Okay.
And then we'll talk about the rest tomorrow.
Okay.
Over coffee, which I'm going to need you to make when the third sun rises.
All right. Okay, so everything you heard isn't real. It's
well
fake.
Done. Mean it.
It's really fake. It doesn't exist. Don't worry about it.
Yes, good luck sustaining that thought for 32 or 35 times.
Okay. And do we say, I've seen these, do we say the actors, is that?
No one cares anymore.
Okay. And it says, this episode was sponsored by Field Notes?
Yes.
Visit fieldnotesbrand.com or 400 North May. Oh, that's in Chicago, right?
Yes, it's in Chicago.
Huh.
In your own earth.
And it says also, visit the Chicago Podcast Co-op.
Yes, whatever that is. People should spend time there.
Do you need to lay down?
I think I do.
Okay, let's get you to the couch thing that eats things.
Thank you, Craig.
Okay. No, okay.
Oh, don't touch there. It's still burned and raw.
All right.
On second thought, touch there.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, I like you, Craig.
It's Craig.
Oh, I think I got it back. I think I got the power back on.
Oh.
So should we still do an episode?
I mean, I was talking the whole time you were working on that.
Chunt, I'm so sorry.
Were you not listening to me?
I was trying to get the power back on.
I was explaining all about shapeshifting. I was saying my favorite animal shifted into. I was saying my specific history and powers.
It's one of my all-time favorite episodes.
I mean, I laid myself bare. I was raw. It was Chunt raw.
Chunt raw. Ugh. All right, let's just do one next week.
You're the worst.